The Northern Center is one of the things that's new on campus. And for those that have attended school or attended an event, you're familiar with the University Center that was built in 1960. So very much in need of a refresh. And we're really happy that it got a renovation, which is largely complete. So it's big. It's beautiful. There's 25,000 square feet of meeting and event space. The grand ballrooms are certainly grand.
And it's been getting some marquee events. You had the big gala there for the university, but also other community events. I know we're part of the Home Builders Association dinner that's coming up here next month, and that's going on there. This is really a major upgrade of that facility. What are some of the big highlights that you're letting folks know about?
Yeah, so we do say, as beautiful as the building is, it looks great with community, faculty, staff, and students inside. So yes, happy to host a lot of different events. There's a new student activity zone, so the Center for Student Enrichment is there. The alumni office is very nicely centrally located. And then we also have the new Wildcat Den.
Yeah, tell me about that a little bit. This is really something. I had a chance to walk through it before it opened, but now it's up and running. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Wildcat Den, we kept the name, but it's very different. So again, for those, you know, none of us around this table, the Wildcat Den originally opened in Lee Hall in 1958. So it's moved a couple times. Mm-hmm. It was on the first floor of the University Center, then the second. Now it's back on the first floor. It features pool tables, darts. We had the students help pick the board games. The students help pick the menu, which is pub-style fare, so the food is really good.
I did have a chance to talk with some of the folks involved with it, that there was a definite turn to asking the students what they wanted, because really, primarily, it's there for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the students have been loving it. We opened last month. In addition to the food, we also have a Starbucks we proudly brew. So we have a limited selection of Starbucks drinks, and who doesn't like coffee at any time?
Yeah. Coffee here. That's good for us. Marina Dupler with us this morning, Marketing Manager of Dining Services at NMU. We talked about the Northern Center, Marina, but also Northern Lights Dining is something that is also relatively new on campus. What is that, and what can folks check out?
Yeah, so that's it underwent a major renovation in 2018. So depending on when you went to school there or attended an event, it could have been called the MP or the Quad or the CAF. But now it's called Northern Lights Dining, and it's beautiful. There are eight different micro concepts in there. And interestingly, I feel like people don't quite understand the scope of and the volume that dining does, but we serve over 5,000 meals a day down there.
Fantastic. That's a lot of people. Had a chance to get some lunch there on a campus tour. I was really surprised to see the choices, the options that you have there.
Yes. So as I mentioned, there's eight different concepts there. And I feel like when I walk through there, it's a little bit like when you go to an airport and there's all these different restaurants you can choose from. That's mm-hmm. really what it feels like to me. But there's something for every dietary preference there.
Yes, but unlike most airports, you can eat the food in order.
Exactly. That's the truth. Yeah. You know, the part about it that is interesting to me is that I know this is part of Northern's concept about making the student experience better. Why do you feel that's important to give them these options and have this sort of choice for dining?
Well, yes. I mean, we definitely want that. We know that we will never replace mom or dad's home-cooked meals, but we definitely want it to feel like it's their dining hall, their kitchen. And so we rely on their feedback a lot to guide what kind of foods we offer, what we serve on the menu every day.
One thing I think that bears mentioning is with the Northern Center and dining options there with the Wildcat Den and the Northern Lights Dining. Yes, this is for the students on campus and staff on campus, but you have this set up that anybody can go there. If you want to go and try it and you're hearing it today and say, hey, I want to go and lunch there or whatever, you can do that.
Yes, all of our dining facilities, restaurants, and retail concepts are open to the public. So yes, if I'm saying anything that interests you, come on in and check it out. And we should mention too, there's the new bookstore inside the Northern Center, and that has a post office. So we're kind of billing it as sip and ship. You can come on in, grab a Starbucks beverage from the new Wildcat Den and ship your package, and parking is very close.
Yeah, parking is a lot easier there, I'd imagine, than downtown. And all of this is open for folks to come and check out. Would dining services or the folks at the Northern Center be the folks to contact to maybe find out more about let's say they want to do an event or a dinner or something, what would that be the way to do it?
Yeah, the dining website is a great resource. We should note that, you know, hours during holiday breaks, student holiday breaks are affected because our workforce is largely student driven. But if you had a question about the Northern Center and booking space, we have a sales office. So.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you giving us an update and giving us the latest. It is quite some renovations that have happened there, and the food is quite good, too, so that's always nice.
We will pass our compliments on to the chef.
Marina Dupler with us this morning, Marketing Manager of Dining Services at NMU with our Wildcat Wednesday. If you missed any of the interview, we'll have it posted at our website under the Wildcat Wednesday link at sunny.fm.